It's time for Breakaway on WGTS 91.9.
Don't give up. The world tells us to give up. All things are possible with God.
God is still good, and we just have to recognize that despite our feelings, our emotions, and what we're seeing here on earth.
We need to be ready to introduce people to hope. You know, Jesus is hope.
Today on Breakaway.
It's very clear that God has a certain passion for those who are in need, for folks who are on the street, for those who are poor, for those who are hungry.
It's time for Breakaway on WGTS 91.9.
Good morning and welcome to Breakaway. I'm Kevin Kruger, and what a pleasure to spend some time with you here this Saturday morning. Joining me this morning is someone who is a new name at a familiar place. We're talking this morning with Joseph Metamano. He's the new executive director at Central Union Mission. We'll get to know him and talk all about the great work happening at Central Union Mission to the homeless population in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for choosing Breakaway this Saturday morning on WGTS 91.9. Welcome back to Breakaway. I'm Kevin Kruger, and delighted to have the new executive director at Central Union Mission spending some time here with us this morning, Joseph Metamano. Thank you for joining us this morning, Joseph.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
We're certainly happy to have you with us this Saturday morning. So, Joseph, you're the new executive director at Central Union Mission. And for those who may not be familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but I've been here in D.C. for over 28 years. So this obviously feels more like home now. And I'm really excited to be a part of Central Union Mission. I'm married. I have one daughter. We live in Virginia now. We used to live in Woodley Park, just by the zoo. And, you know, I've been a Christian for over 20 years. So working with the homeless has been part of my faith walk, my faith journey that entire time. And currently, I also serve as an associate pastor at my church, which is called the Orchard Church. It's in Arlington, Virginia.
Joseph, could you share a little bit of how your faith influenced your work over the years in serving the homeless and those in need?
Sure. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I think my passion for serving people in need, especially the folks who are homeless and on the street, started back when I was a child. It was something that my mom invested in me to make sure that I understood that people, no matter where they are in the economic strata, need help. My mother actually was a homeless person for a period of her life when she was a teenager, and I didn't find that out until later in life, but that certainly has been very compelling for me. But I think because God put on my heart that he loves me and he always takes care of me, he calls on us to love our brother. And who is our brother? Who's our neighbor? Well, it's everybody. It's everybody around us. But as Matthew 25 says, it's very clear that God has a certain passion for those who are in need, for folks who are on the street, for those who are poor, for those who are hungry, for the imprisoned, and so forth. And that has been a very compelling scripture for me my entire career. I've spent the majority of the past 28 years working for humanitarian organizations, primarily those serving people outside of the United States, so working with groups like World Vision. I've also worked for Prison Fellowship Ministries. But I think in my heart and in my personal life, I've always had a deep passion for serving those in need right in my own backyard.
More coming up with Joseph Metamano this morning on Breakaway on WGTS 91.9. You're listening to Breakaway. I'm Kevin Kruger, and we're speaking with the new executive director of Central Union Mission here in D.C., Joseph Metamano. Joseph, as you speak, I know that you're so careful here as you serve the homeless and you serve those in need to never dehumanize people. Could you talk a little bit about that dynamic and just share from your heart a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's hard for folks to often understand the plight of somebody who's in need unless you've experienced yourself. And I think part of what Central Union Mission tries to do is it's a transformation journey. We have a responsibility to transform the lives of our guests, those people who are in our programs, those who we're serving. But we also have a responsibility to help transform the hearts of our donors. And the only way you can do that, well, you know, truly only the Holy Spirit can change a person's heart. But what we can do is we can help put a face on homelessness. We can put a face on poverty. We can tell the stories of people who we're serving. We can show success stories. And I think it's through those stories and by making it personal that it really touches people's hearts. It's easy to walk down the street and see a homeless person and just not make eye contact and continue to walk by them. But it's another thing when you understand that this is a real person with a real life, real circumstances that led them to being homeless. That changes your perspective on things. And our hope and part of our mission is to get not only the church, but everybody in the D.C. area to see these folks as real people. Homelessness is not a crime. And, you know, I often tell my staff, and I've told people this in my church, is that poverty and homelessness are man-made problems. They're man-made problems. But the solution is from God, and it's called the body of Christ. And that's why we have such an emphasis on working with our donors, our volunteers, and our church partners to help us in our mission to help the homeless.
Coming up, Joseph shares how Central Union Mission is making a difference in the lives of the homeless population in the greater Washington, D.C. area. You're listening to Breakaway on WGTS 91.9. This is Breakaway. I'm Kevin Kruger. If you missed any part of today's conversation here with the Central Union Mission, you can catch up on all the Breakaway episode today and other podcasts as well. Visit WGTS919.com, click on the on-air tab, and then select Breakaway. Today, we are talking with Joseph Metamano, the new executive director at Central Union Mission. So, Joseph, how were you introduced to Central Union Mission?
Yeah, it's been a real blessing. So I have been working with the homeless in some way, shape, or form for over 20 years in Washington, D.C., whether it was in a personal capacity when I was working on K Street or through my church. I've been working with my church for over 6 years. We have a weekly outreach to street populations and the homeless, both in Washington, D.C. and over the bridge in Roslyn. We've been doing that for many, many years. Every Wednesday, we do an outreach with a food distribution, a time of fellowship, and I deliver the word. So I'm a bit of a street preacher as well. And it was through that work that I became acquainted with Central Union Mission, whether I was bringing folks over to drop them off at the men's shelter or just because it's a bit of a tight network of folks here in the city that work on homeless issues.
So, Joseph, there may be someone listening right now, and, you know, this is the first time they've heard about Central Union Mission. Perhaps they're not familiar with what you're doing. Could you share a little bit about how you help those in need?
Yeah. So Central Union Mission, it's an amazing organization. We've been around for 135 years, and we've been changing lives ever since day one. We actually were started back at a time where those folks who were still survivors of the Civil War and their extended families needed help. And our work continuing to help the local poor and the homeless has continued ever since. If anything, our footprint and the scope of our work has gotten larger. So there's things that we do well every single day, feeding those who are hungry, putting a roof over folks' head. You know, there's the things that we've been doing for 135 years, but we've grown in the sophistication of our program where we're helping to do job training and skills training, education. We make sure the guys who come through our door are getting proper health care, dental care, psychological counseling. And over the years, we've had to also develop programs to help address addiction issues because there are a number of folks in the street who suffer with addictions. So we actually have an AA program that happens inside the men's shelter as well. But our work hasn't really stopped there. We need to continue to grow and evolve and respond to things that just come up. Like, for example, right now there's a very deadly drug on the street called K2. It's people are calling it synthetic marijuana. It is not marijuana at all. It is some combination of chemicals that are sprayed on herbs and other things. Last month alone, over 300 people went to the emergency room overdosing on this drug. And we know of at least one of our regular guests who has died as a result of K2. So we now are very actively addressing that issue. As a matter of fact, we have an upcoming town hall next Wednesday on the 22nd. That's going to be addressing this issue, and we're going to be talking to our guys about it. We're going to have an assistant attorney in the office that's going to come in and talk, as well as Metropolitan PD. So those kinds of things we're going to continue to do. But, you know, we also have to look at, beyond the tangible, what are the things we do every day that really makes a difference in the lives of the guys who walk through those doors? First, anybody who walks through the doors of our shelter or our family ministry center, they're going to receive love. They're going to receive friendship, but they're also going to be introduced to Jesus Christ. That is our raison d'etre at the end of the day, is making sure that we are proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we want to make sure that while we're delivering for physical needs, we're also delivering for spiritual needs. And it's only through our work preaching Jesus that we're giving people hope, hope for a better life.
Coming up, Joseph will share a breakdown of how big of an issue homelessness is in this area. This is Breakaway on WGTS 91.9. Welcome back to Breakaway. I'm Kevin Kruger. I'm happy to share this Saturday morning with you and Joseph Metamano with us. He's the new executive director at Central Union Mission. Joseph, could you share with us some of the numbers? You know, how many people in this area are affected by homelessness, and share some numbers regarding how you're making an impact?
A lot of people may not know that right now, today, there's an estimated 7,500 people living on the streets of Washington, D.C. 7,500 people who are outdoors in just Washington, D.C. alone. That's a lot. And while last year we may have saw a slight decline, here's the reality, is that in Washington, D.C., that number is twice the national average when you look at per capita. It's two times the national average. So we do have a significant problem here. Thankfully, for organizations like Central Union Mission and others, we are starting to see an impact. Just as far as sheer numbers, just to give you a sense of the scope of work that we have, or the scope of our impact, last year, for example, we distributed nearly 3 million meals, whether that was meals that were provided through our men's shelter or meals that were provided through our family ministry center. 3 million meals were provided last year. We provided over 50,000 bed nights of shelter. We provided over 6,000 counseling sessions, 1,800 medical exams. So all of these numbers are significant when you consider the amount of people that are on the street.
More coming up with Joseph Metamano after some music that's, of course, always encouraging for you. Thank you for listening to Breakaway this morning on WGTS 91.9. You're listening to Breakaway. I'm Kevin Kruger. We're spending some time with the new executive director at Central Union Mission this Saturday morning. It's good to get to know him. His name is Joseph Metamano. So, Joseph, in tackling such a huge task such as homelessness, I'm sure it takes a lot of partnerships. Could you share how organizations, small groups, even individuals help you carry out the mission?
Sure. We have many, many partnerships. Each year we have somewhere in the neighborhood of over 7,000 volunteers that come in and help, whether it's at our main men's shelter or at our family ministry center or any of our other programs. So we absolutely have a great pool of volunteers. Many of those volunteers are coming from churches and other organizations as well. We got several churches that support us either with volunteers or financially. We also have a number of individual donors. We are completely privately funded. And we also have a lot of corporate partners, and the corporate partners supply us with a lot of gift in kind. That may be food, that may be clothing. As a matter of fact, over half of our resources is gift in kind, which is significant. Our corporate partners also provide cash. And then outside of that, as I said, D.C. is a small town, and all of the organizations that are focused on the local poor or the homeless, we really do have to work together. And I think that's part of my agenda, not only for this year, but going forward, is to make sure that Central Union Mission continues to play a leadership role to help coordinate all those partners so that we're working more efficiently and we're having a bigger impact.
After some more great music here, we're going to wrap things up with Joseph Metamano. You're listening to Breakaway on WGTS 91.9. This is Breakaway. I'm Kevin Kruger. We're wrapping things up with Joseph Metamano. So Joseph is the new executive director at Central Union Mission. What are some of the new things on the agenda? What's the priority?
Yeah, again, I want to assure everybody that we're going to continue to do what we've done so well for 135 years. We're going to continue to feed the hungry. We're going to continue to shelter the homeless and provide all those great services. But as we turn the corner, we got to look at, okay, what do we need to do more of? What do we need to do better? Or what is the new thing that we need to be addressing? So K2 was one of those things, for example. We know that in order to have a sustainable impact on the lives of the men, women, and children that we're serving, we need to make sure that people are able to become self-sustaining. And that involves doing more job training, more education, more skills training, so that once they leave our program, they're able to go out and become productive members of society. So I anticipate that we're going to be increasing our work in those areas, job training and so forth. Church partnerships, I already mentioned that. There are a lot of homeless veterans. We want to make sure that we are serving our vets well. We already do. We have a number of guys that we're working with right now that are veterans, but looking to see, are there more ways that we can serve veterans? We touch the lives of women and children in this community. For example, we serve men, women, and children through our Family Ministry Center, where we're serving about 1,000 people a week with their needs of food, groceries, and clothing, and so forth. We also have something called Camp Bennett, where kids who would never get an opportunity to go to summer camp are coming to our camp. It's out in the suburbs of Maryland. But what are the additional ways that we can help serve women and children in this community as well? Also, you talked about perception earlier. We want to make sure that we are changing the perception of how people view homeless people in Washington, D.C., that people increasingly see them as neighbors, that people increasingly see them as real people and not just as a burden or somebody that they can walk by without making contact. The important point here is that we've been around a long time and we absolutely are known for serving homeless men, but we are so much more than a homeless shelter. We are making a big impact on this community in so many ways, and we just want to continue to grow that and make it more vibrant.
All right. That's Joseph Metamano, the new executive director at Center Union Mission. Joseph, thanks for joining us this morning. It's good to get to know you. And thank you for listening in to Breakaway. To catch up on previous episodes, check out the podcast. Go to WGTS919.com, click on the on-air tab, and then select Breakaway. Thanks to show engineer Claude Jennings today, and I'm going to stick around here. I've got a lot of good songs coming up. Lots of encouragement on the way for you today. Thanks for listening to WGTS 91.9.